Hello and welcome to the Beerly Coherent podcast. This is podcast number 11, and we have today a beer, transatlantic style, that has two different names. As far as I can tell here, in the good old E of U, it is called Mikkeller Beer Geek Bacon. And Bob, who's over in New York?
It's called Mikkeller Rauch Geek Breakfast.
Now, we're pretty sure these are the same. This is the same beer, right?
Yes, we are. Well, the labels are exactly the same. I think the big slice of bacon going across the black label. Mine says here that it's smoked oatmeal stout brewed with coffee, 7.5%. So,
mine says something like that, but in Danish. So I'm guessing that's what that says in Danish.
Yeah. There's an interesting fact about this, which is, since I'm having it in the U.S., I've had it imported by the Shelton brothers, who are from the a very appropriate town of Belchertown, Massachusetts.
Belchertown,
Massachusetts.
Imported in Belchertown, Massachusetts. That's fantastic. How long do you think Mikkeller looked around the U.S. to find the most appropriate importer for their product?
Yeah, I don't know.
What do we know about Rauch beer as well? I mean, Rauch beer means smoked beer.
Yes, indeed. And these come from originally from the town of Bamberg, Germany, which I think we should tell the listeners is indeed where you and I had our very first ever smoked beer together two years ago.
It's definitely true.
In the Schlenkerlaw Brauhaus there in the center of Bamberg.
Yep.
And we remarked then, if I recall, that indeed it tasted a lot like bacon. So
it tastes a lot like bacon. So we're expecting this to taste like bacon.
Well, in fact, it should, since yours has got bacon in the name.
It actually says bacon in the name. But there's no bacon in the ingredients, as far as I can tell, as much as my Danish can tell.
No.
I'm pretty sure bacon is not one of the ingredients.
It just says oatmeal stout brewed with coffee. So.
That's the brush.
Shall we try? I'm going to sit by the sink again, because last time we did this transatlantic tasting.
I'm going to open this up quickly and pour it. I don't think this is going to go crazy. No, mine's not going crazy. No, it's all right.
It is pouring an absolute...
My gosh, it is pouring pitch tar. It is just...
Yeah.
It's like a coffee cup that you've left on the counter for about 4 days. It just comes in this sort of thick ooze. Oh, it's great. Oh.
The head on it is like that of a,
it was not
of a nice Italian espresso.
Oh, it's darker than that, even. Yeah, the crema is darker than that. Look at that. Okay, here we go.
And it certainly smells smoked, though I don't get any bacon smell, which might actually be fortunate.
Smells smoked, yes, definitely. Ooh.
Mmm. Wow.
It's definitely smoky, but I wouldn't say bacon.
No, and it's not nearly as smoky as the smoked beers we had in Bamberg.
Oh, no, I couldn't have more than one of those. I mean, I found that smoked beer, I mean, it was interesting, and, you know, I like having one, but I just couldn't have two. It's the novelty wears off on me.
I agree. This is really, really delicious, though.
Mm.
It's got a nice burnt malt taste to it.
It reminds me of the Beer Geek breakfast that we had from Mikkeller as well, which is very, you know, very similar with like all those really rich coffee and burnt malt taste. Wow, it's just so bitter. It's just a...
Yeah, you're getting I get a very good roasted coffee taste to it. I really get the bitterness in my mouth when I, like, you have an espresso after...
Yep.
After a dinner.
Absolutely. And it's a bitter, the bitterness that comes from the burnt malt, not the bitterness that comes from hops or anything else. It's definitely that, just roast.
Absolutely. What I also really enjoy about it is that I get all those scents in my nose at the same time I'm drinking it.
Yeah. The aromas are amazing.
Mm. Wow. That is really good. And the color of that.
Pitch. I mean, it's just... Tar. I mean, the aroma, it has an aroma of, you know, oakum on an old boat or something like that.
Getting a little bit of a charcoaly scent to it, and a taste to it as well. Sort of when you're standing around the grill and you get a little bit of charcoal in your nose.
Mm. That's good. Well, you have been listening to podcast number 11 of the Beerly Coherent series. Bob has been in New York, haven't you, Bob?
I have been indeed.
Okay, and I've been here in Brussels. And thank you very much for listening.